Support for WAMC comes from Nathan Littauer Hospital, working to help people manage COVID-19, the flu, and seasonal colds. NLH.org for more information and appointments. Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In the NFL last night, Tom Brady threw touchdown passes to Rob Gronkowski and Mike Evans, lifting Tampa Bay to a 25-23 victory over the Giants and giving the Buccaneers quarterback the career lead in touchdown throws with 561. In NFL news, the league has suspended Bears receiver Javon Wims 2 games for punching Saints safety C.J. Gardner-Johnson during a mid-game brawl Sunday. And the Supreme Court is allowing an antitrust suit against the NFL to proceed. The challenge takes issue with the way the NFL sells the rights to telecast games. The league's 32 teams typically pool their rights and negotiate packages with major networks, as well as providers like DirecTV. A lower court ruled that the NFL's contract with DirecTV may limit competition in violation of federal law. In other news, on-ice training for the American National Sliding Program started yesterday in Lake Placid, though how the rest of the season will ultimately play out amid the coronavirus pandemic remains unclear. WAMC's Pat Bradley reports.
USA Luge hit the ice first on a snowy morning at Mount Van Hovenberg in Lake Placid. USA Bobsled and Skeleton was scheduled to hit the ice later in the day, but those runs were canceled by snowy conditions. All three of those national teams are planning for now to miss the first half of their respective World Cup seasons starting later this month and rejoin those circuits in January. The U.S. was to host 3 major sliding events this winter, 2 in Lake Placid and the 3rd in Park City, Utah. They've all been moved to Europe. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.
For more sports stories, go to WAMC.org. I'm Jesse King.